immediately after enumerating the members of each Shevet, the Torah records the story of Benos Tzlafchad. Tzlafchad had five righteous daughters, Tzidkanios, and each of them had an incredible love, an incredible ava for Eretz Yisrael. They argued that their father's portion, their father's chelik in Eretz Yisrael, was rightfully theirs, since they had no brothers to otherwise inherit him. And this was their claim, and Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Kadosh Baruch Hu and granted them the chelik ba'aretz. And Rashi comments that the juxtaposition of the Benos Tzlafchad story to the counting of Bnei Yisrael, all the men, is to contrast the great love that the women possessed of Eretz Yisrael versus a man's lack thereof. The men sent the Meraglim to spy the land and ultimately spoke slander about the land. The men demanded, give us a leader and return back to Mitzrayim. We want to go back to Egypt. We don't want to go to this place, this Eretz Yisrael place. The women, on the other hand, led by the Benos Tzlafchad, demanded, Tenu lanu achuza, give us some land to inherit, give us something. We want a piece of the land. We want the Eretz HaKadosha. The women loved Eretz Yisrael. The men seemed to have hated Eretz Yisrael. They disliked it, had no interest in the Eretz HaKadosha. And for this reason, the women were not subject to the Gzeiras Meraglim, the decree upon the Meraglim. The woman had a great love and a great passion and connection to the land. Rav Chaim Zaitchik in Or Chadash asks, where do we see that all the women loved Eretz Yisrael? We only find in the Parsha that the Benos Tzlafchad loved Eretz Yisrael. But where do we see that all of the women loved Eretz Yisrael? Where does Rashi see that this love of the land goes beyond just the Benos Tzlafchad? There's five Tzidkanios, five great righteous women who loved it, but not all of Benos Yisrael. And Rav Zaitchik answers that we learn from here an incredible lesson in leadership, an incredible lesson in management, an incredible lesson in influence. It were these five Tzaddikim, or Tzidkanios, that influenced all of the other women. The love, the desire, the affection that these five Tzidkanios had for the land of Israel was unparalleled. And that affection permeated throughout all of the Jewish women. One can never underestimate their ability to impress upon others. One can never sell themselves short in his or her ability to leave an imprint on those around them. Five women were able to affect thousands, hundreds of thousands of women to all love, all desire, all want to move to Eretz Yisrael. At the end of Parsha Shlach, the Torah informs us about the story of the Mekoshesh Eitzim, the individual who carried wood on Shabbos and was ultimately put to death. This individual happens to have been Tzlafchad himself. But the point here is that Rashi quotes the Medrash that this story of the Mekoshesh Eitzim is a disgrace of Bnei Yisrael. That Bnei Yisrael couldn't keep more than one Shabbos. The first Shabbos they kept perfectly, and already by the second Shabbos, Klai Yisrael slipped up. They are Mechal Shabbos. But wasn't it just one person who slipped up? Wasn't it just Tzlafchad? Why did the Medrash put all of Bnei Yisrael at fault? Why did it say it's a Gnusan Shel Yisrael? So Rav Zaitchik explains once again that one individual can impact an entire nation. This is true both in the positive and in the negative. Benos Tzlafchad had a positive impact, a positive impression on all the Benos Yisrael, and Tzlafchad had a negative impression, a negative influence on all Klai Yisrael, as if all of Klai Yisrael violated Shabbos. Maybe that's the symbolism of the letter Aleph, which is spelled out as Elif, as in 1,000. One person, an Aleph, one person, can impact thousands, Elif people. Our influence is exponential. Zimri and Cusby of last week's Parsha are other examples of how one's Avera can affect the Tzibur. Their despicable sin brought the deaths of 24,000 people, and it was getting worse. The influence of one has an enormous impact on others. At the same time, one individual can save an entire nation. And that was the heroic efforts of Pinchas, Nachshon ben Aminadav. One person could save a nation. Often we feel that our imprint is minuscule, it's immaterial and insignificant. Parshas Pinchas teaches us that the actions and leadership of one individual can have ripple effects through the entire people. Your influence knows no bounds. One pebble of the lake can ignite waves throughout the shores. We should never sell ourselves short. And we should have newfound energy, confidence, and motivation and inspiration to do what we're supposed to do, even though one may not notice, because you never know what influence we'll have on everybody around you.